surgeons in New York announced today that they had transplanted a kidney from a genetically modified pig into a dying woman. The operation marks the latest development in the rapidly advancing push to use genetically modified farm animals to help solve the human organ shortage. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has our report.
Lisa Pisano is lying in a hospital bed at New York University, hooked up to lots of monitors and tubes. She looks tired. Her scars are still healing. But the 54-year-old New Jersey grandmother says she hasn't felt this good in years.
I'm feeling better and better every day. Like, I got color in my face. I got somewhat of me back. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. I have a little bit of get up and go. Like, before I was just, eh. Now I feel like I got the energy to, not right now I don't, but it's coming. Like, the energy's coming.
10 days earlier, Pisano became the second living person in the world to get a kidney from a genetically modified pig transplanted into her body. A Massachusetts man was the first to get a pig kidney just a month ago. Pisano also got a gland known as the thymus from the pig to help prevent her body from rejecting the kidney and a heart pump to shore up her weak heart.
I'm amazed. I'm absolutely amazed that it was even an option for me because I didn't think I had that option, you know?
When Pisano arrived at the hospital, her doctors say she was within weeks, maybe even days, of dying. Years of diabetes had taken a terrible toll. She had had multiple heart attacks and was suffering through dialysis to try to compensate for her failing kidneys.
I didn't really have a life. I didn't do anything. I just sat around. I couldn't get up and do anything. I couldn't even cook dinner. I couldn't vacuum. I couldn't play with my grandkids. I just couldn't do anything with them. And that was the most horrible feeling in the world, seeing your grandkids, but you can't do anything with them. That was really, really tearing me apart. I was almost at the point of giving up.
Pisano wasn't eligible to get a human organ transplant because she was so sick and her heart was so weak, so she jumped at the chance to get a pig kidney.
First thought was, wow, I can't even believe that's even possible. So when it was brought to my attention, I said, you know what? I'm going to try it. I said, you know what? I got to do it. I have to do it. I have to do it for myself and for the rest of my family.
The hope is the pig kidney will give Pisano at least a little more time and provide valuable information to help improve future transplants. Dr. Robert Montgomery heads the NYU Langone Transplant Institute.
None of us could have imagined that it would have gone this smoothly. Her kidney is working better than yours and mine. So, you know, we're optimistic that she'll be able to go home and spend time with her children and grandchildren and live a comfortable, happy life.
Two men who got hearts from genetically modified pigs only survived weeks, but the Massachusetts man who got a pig kidney last month went home from the hospital within a few weeks of his operation and is still doing well.
We're in a new universe in transplantation. This would be a sustainable, unlimited source of organs. This will be transformative. It's going to be absolutely gigantic.
The biotech companies developing the modified pigs hope these animals will eventually save thousands of lives. But some worry about the possible risks of the pig organs spreading viruses to people, about breeding pigs just to slaughter them for their organs, about experimenting on desperate patients. El Cid Johnson is a bioethicist at the SUNY Upstate Medical University in Syracuse.
Maybe those patients will benefit. Maybe they believe that they will benefit and that the risks are worthwhile for them. But I do worry about whether or not we are taking advantage of particularly vulnerable and desperate patients in conducting these experiments.
The Food and Drug Administration may greenlight a formal study of genetically modified pig organs soon. Pisano still faces months of hospitalization, but just hopes for some more time with her grandchildren.
Any time on this earth is better than none. So if I get an extra 2 years, that's 2 years I've had that I didn't have before, you know?
Rob Stein, NPR News, New York.